If you can make a shift because she doesn't have any doubts, can you?
Right.
But wherever she has Das Kinyan, she has to be represented personally. So that's why it came around to condition.
Right.
So, right?
Yeah, right.
So then they asked me, how come the shliach can make a shliach by her?
Right.
It's no country.
They ask you why, if that's the case, why did the shliach be able to make a shliach?
Right. Are you doing it?
I'm recording it, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so that's no kasha because he is giving her, she is giving her shliach power of time.
Right.
It's just that if I had that case, I'd never know that she could make a shliach by condition.
Yeah, because the power of time is limited.
No, forget about that. Because the fact is that I might say that by Kedushin, where she is a Das Machna,
she has to be present. Right. What was the question?
I don't know.
Yeah, you said this on Shabbat. Didn't you give this on Shabbat? Is this for also the answer?
I thought so. Okay, good. Okay. The Rahmana. So why does the Gemara say that Rav Masayim may be Shliach? If you say Shliach of Rahmana, so it's not Rav Masayim may be Shliach. But the answer is very simple. The answer is, when we say Yani Kahani Shluch Didan Shluch Rahmana, it doesn't mean the Shluchim of God. Our idea of God is not that way. I mean, it's Varzar. God doesn't need a shliach. He's not part of he's not the market. So it means, shluchat rahmana means that they are intrinsically appointed. But there's no personal shluchas. It's the system. That's why Taisha says that even the mandamara holds what?
Shluchat rahmana.
Shluch de Rahmana.
He might hold
Shluch de Dan. He might hold that there's a personal shlichus. And if it's a personal shlichus, what's the Afkamina? An Afkamina is from Mudra Noah. So that's why that's no question.
Well, if you see Shluch de Rahmana, it means like they're just appointed as.
It means that it's not a personal appointment. He's not my personal shliach. He's just a shliach in the system.
Isn't that a totally different type of shlichus? But like almost equivocal.
Well, he is my shliach because it's not a personal, it's not considered a personal matter.
You say only shliach de Rahmana?
Yeah.
It's still your shliach though?
Yeah, absolutely.
Not for appointment.
It means that he's appointed by the system.
That's why he can still say
Rav Masayim Adei Shliach. It's a different question over there. The question is, what if I'm a Mudra Noah? So if you say Shluch Rahmana, so it's part of the system, so then I'm not considered an Ena. Because that's part of the system. But he still is my Shliach because I have to mark my carbon. But that's not a personal shlichus. Or do we say no, that it's just like a personal appointment?
Yeshua Rahman means God appoints them to be your shlichus.
That's right. That God appointed them to be my shlichus. So, you know what I mean?
It doesn't have a din of being Mahana. I mean.
It doesn't have a din of being Mahana.
Hana is that they're like doing your ratzon. That's the Hana of our shlichus.
Because Hana of shlichus is only where it's a personal appointment.
And if fulfilling your ratzon.
And if fulfilling my ratzon. But if it's God's ratzon that they should be my shliach, so then it's not considered that I'm a nene.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm not a nene, so therefore it's not considered more. So mudano wouldn't be us.
Right.
You follow?
Yeah.
Okay. That's why that's one question. Now, what's the Gemara's Svara of? I think we have three questions. Or three?
What about Kabbalah? The Goyim?
No, what?
What was the question we had?
No, there's another question.
No. When you say, look, bottom line is, Rav Masan of the Shleach, but you should learn from there that actually those works.
That's right. What does it help that you say, Rav Masan of the Shleach? So what? But you see that Shleach's works. What do I care for Rav Masan of the Shleach? How does Rashi learn Rav Masan of the Shleach? What does Rashi say? You see, that's what Rashi says. It doesn't matter whether Shluch is done, Shluch Rachma. Yes, so therefore what? So therefore, what does it mean? So it means that since Rav Masan of the Shleach, so the Torah, in other words, the system intrinsically in Shlichus. So therefore the Torah took away the system intrinsically in Shlichus. So the Torah took away the chiyuv of the gavur. In other words, in Kabbanis are impossible without Shlichus.
Right.
So there's no chiyuv on the gavur. Because the Torah removed that thing. Because the system can't work without Shlichus.
And therefore he could appoint his own Shlich?
And therefore, but that doesn't prove that, correct.
There is a separate limud, but Shachta also called Asa Shal. I caught you to teach you that you could set up your own Shlichus.
That's correct.
But saying the only reason why that works to set up your own shlichus is because Rav Masan of the Shliach.
That's right. But since Rav Masan of the Shliach, so the Torah took away the Eschivus from the Gavra himself.
It said he could set up a Shliach to be Makar as Gavra.
And it said, right, yes. Because it's impossible to have a system without Shlichus.
Right.
Which may improve. In general, that works.
But in general, you can't prove it. Because generally, you can say, this chayvus is on the gavra himself. And now he's transferring it to the shliach. So that you can say you can't do. But since Rav Masan of the shliach, so it means the institution itself requires what? Requires a shlichus. So therefore, the Torah removed the chayvus of the gavra over here. And since it removed the chayvus of the gavra, So therefore, I can't learn from here. Whoever there's a shlichus of the gavra, so then you can't do a shlich, and then you can't appoint a shlich. How do you know you can appoint a shlich where there is a shlichus on the gavra himself? That's what the Gemara is saying.
You go by the system as a whole, though.
Since the system as a whole demands shlichus. So the Torah simply obliterated the shlichus of the gavra. In this system, there's no shlichus of the gavra.
Even on shlita, which he could have put. Even on shlita,
that's right. Either, that doesn't matter.
And ultimately, being makar b'karban can mean you are makar b'karban.
Right.
So the whole system means.
So the whole system itself removes the shlichus of the gavra. So that's why there's no problem with appointing a shlita. But with his chayvus on the gavra himself, then I would say that how do you know that a shlich is good? Correct? Okay, Rabbi Mann, does it make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay, good. Okay, so what are we up to?
Chad
mechad de loasya, esi chad mitarti. Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, let me just find out. What?
It's like a third of the way down, halfway down.
Third of the way down.
Two fifths of the way down.
Chad is the last word in line.
Mechad is the first word.
I'm not saying it's the middle word.
It's between Tosos Shekin and Tosos Nafka.
Oh, okay.
The mouth of
this. Okay, so the Gemara says, Nichtav Rachmana Bikachim, the Nesim, the Nesim Hanach, the Nesim Hanach, the Nigmaru, the Nei, Mishim Zigil Nifrach, Malakachim became Rav Asan de Shlich. So he came out from Kachim himself. Okay, go ahead.
So chada mechad lo asya tesei chada mitarki. So see, if, why can we learn derive one from a combination of two other ones?
Let's do.
Okay. Hi. Yeah. Tesei. Which ones do you wanna?
Right.
Lo nechter rachmana bekachim betesei mihana. So maybe can I derive kachim from the other?
And we should learn it from where? In Gershon and Kedushin.
Truma and Gershon, right?
Truma and Gershon, right.
Kedushin is just a derivative of Gershon.
Right.
Okay. So you can't do that. Why? Malahan. Malahan Kol, Itzakachim. So that is Pasha. You can't go up the ladder of Kedushin. You definitely need Gershon.
Well, because you have no raya that a Shlich can create a Mahus of Kedushin, of Kachim. Correct.
The only thing is, by kachim, he's not creating the kedusha. He's just bringing your. Or maybe it's because he mocked us the best.
He's been mocked us, yeah.
Lo nechlev rachmana begirushin tesei mehanach. So I'll learn out gerushin from truma and kachim.
Learn out gerushin from truma and kachim.
Right.
From truma and kachim, right.
Malahana shekin yeshem mashava.
Right.
Rashi. The truma we explained before, it's machshava, right? You don't need to do it, it's just you take kachim nami, is the machshava. Skip those parentheses. Domar beliba olomar sharza olahareola kvi tani bishvus perakimo motzasecha in liela kishirotzi bitzvasa odom beliba nani tam lo kolim bidlev olos.
So you see that machshava alone, you could do it. So what was that svar? The chikinyation of machshava.
You want to say that, you know, when you don't need a mice of Yadayim.
That's it, but when you, exactly. But when you need a mice of Yadayim, then you need the Gavra himself. You don't need a mice of Yadayim, so then she needs to work. But when you need a mice of Yadayim, you need the Gavra. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
Hello, Lelechta Brahmana Batruma. Desi Mehana. So I learned Chuma from Gershon and Kachan.
Learn Truma from Gershon. That's good. Okay.
Kachim is
Machshava.
It's on the Shavuot Machshava, and it's also Kodesh. It's a Truma.
That's
and
right.
The Pircha of Rav Masehim is not Shai, because I'll show you from Gershon.
That's right.
Right. Should you read the Rashi?
Yeah, read Rashi.
But Tetzim Hanachma Kachim Shin Kodesh Gershon Mishliach Truma Shichol Lakosh. In Mal Kachim Shikin Rav Masehim Adi Shliach. Gershon yechichu, malak Gershon kei yeshen kol, it's a truma, kachem yechichu, chazredin, it's a shabbat shemem, yeshem ha'idei atzmo, shluchu kemoso, afani, avi truma, be a beautiful tzara shava.
Right. So truma you should certainly be able to learn, because in terms of kachem it's less. And in terms of machshava, kachem is also machshava.
Right.
And,
Rav Masehem, Gershon yechichu.
Right, that's what I say, right, exactly. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Be'ela atem gam atem lamali. So, Echanam, you don't really need it. Yibaylech adu avyanai. And avyanai gam atem, matem b'nei bris, avshufachem b'nei bris.
Okay.
That's what's always used.
Yeah, that's a sticky one.
Bechadu avyanai. Lohachi kasev gam l'ribuye. Shliach mishum deboylach kushi l'mishachal. Mimar deboykachav impasal.
What?
Teach you to be makish the shaleach to the mishaleach.
Yes.
Just like the mishaleach can't be a guy, so to the shaleach can't be a guy.
So the shaleach can't be a guy either. That has to be a ben bris. Okay. I mean, that's why natam gam atam, Ma atam b'nei bris, af shvucham b'nei bris. So you might think that you could learn out from Truma. You could really learn out from Truma. But the only thing is, and you have to come out for a different reason. Exclude a guy. But you might think that a guy is good. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Washing the pasuk, like went out from this other place, and Rabbi Abraham Rabbi Yochanan, Ein ha'eved nasa shliach lekabel get miyad baila shel isha.
That's for sure.
Ein ha'betoras gittin v'kiddushin.
So if somebody's not betoras gittin v'kiddushin, so they can't be a shliach, and that makes sense. But what you're going to say a shliach is you're pointing him for a power of attorney, but he has nothing to do with these things. It's not shliach to appoint him. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it's not a. Okay, Rashi.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Why is that so.
Yeah, logical.
Yeah.
Why is that so logical?
Yeah.
The midi de lo shaykh be.
So the Gemara condition that the woman can't do bris because she's not
there. According to us, it's very good because if you're going to say that it's a power of attorney, so if you don't know that if you have nothing to do with the area, you can't accept the power of attorney in the area.
That's because you have to be bardas with regard
to. You have to know the area.
You can know the area. I'm just saying, as you're not. No, but you can't do it personally for yourself.
Nobody doesn't have to know the area. Because he's not shaykh to the guy.
And why do I have to know it to be able to do the ma'aseh?
Well, if you're going to be appointed to make decisions in the area, and you don't know the area, it's not a good idea.
You better say more than it's not a good idea, it doesn't work.
Right. That's why it doesn't work. So that's what he says. Does the ma'aseh shaykh to svara?
Yeah.
The Torah
should disallow it.
What's the Torah should do?
Disallow. Lo by kara de misvar is lan de meimar de midi de lo shayach be lo misaved al hashliach.
That's something that he's not shayach in it. He can't become a shliach on. Because a shliach means he's appointed to the area to make decisions, but it's not shayach be legamri. He has no shayachus to it at all. So how can he become a shliach to have a power of attorney to make decisions if the whole area is not shaykh to the guy? I mean, that Rashi, I think, is right. I mean, if the whole area is alien to you, not shaykh to you completely, so how could you become a shliach to have power to make decisions over that area? The area has no shaykh to you at all.
I mean, you could learn about it.
Yeah, but when I speak, we're giving a guy courses. But also, the thing is, where a thing is, and it's not shaykh to you, it means that you have slava daite. You're not really involved in the area. It's never as a shaykh to you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't say, I'll study upon it. I mean, intrinsically, you have no shaykh. So your mind is not in it.
So could a woman be a shliach kiddushin for a man?
Could a woman... Well, what's the law, really?
Maybe you take into consideration that he's Kona and she's not.
Do we say that she has to be a shliach to be chayt be parak in the chayt b'davar? What's that? I understand.
She's yeshna b'kedushin, but she's on the receiving end. That's a separate question.
Well, I mean, I guess that's what I'm saying. It depends on if you're like you're saying it's because the person's totally unaware of the idea.
Right.
And the she's aware of the whole
idea. She's aware of the whole idea. Right,
but if it's like, I think the way I was trying to go, it's like, she can't do that mice herself. She's not capable of producing mice and kiddush.
Right.
And she can't be shaykh for the man. She just can't do that action.
Right.
But if you're like saying it, like, she just...
The action's not shaykh.
Right. If you learn that way, then it's a woman's no good. But you're saying it more like she's just, she like passed as a shliach because then she's moved her from the area.
He said, "What's she going to have? What is she going to have? What's the halacha?"
She never looked this up. You may know.
Yeah, it's Mekadosh. I'll
look up this halacha. Now maybe I'll say somewhere near. Shulchan Aruch.
It's good. That's halacha, right? Benish, Benisha. Interesting. Yeah. You wouldn't say that. Intuitively, you wouldn't say that.
Right. Yeah, next halacha. Nashim v'akrovim shiram m'shlichus again.
Open,
yeah. Okay.
So the inverse is true, too. She could make a guy, actually, for her.
A guy? Yeah, but that's simple to understand. I mean, conceptually, you just said that also. Mm-hmm. Huh? Seems like it. Yeah. Okay, so you're saying just once they're mufka from the area, then they don't.
And then intrinsically, the das for the area is not an intrinsic das. It has no shechus to me. So my mind is not really intrinsically related to the area.
Right.
Okay, good. Okay. So far, everything's moving along just perfect. Okay. So far, so good. Okay. So
the question is, this means a svara, and therefore I would say that a guy is simply not good for any shlichus in any mitzvah, right?
Any mitzvah is not shaykh.
What do you need atem gam atem to exclude a guy? You should just be excluded because of...
Right, that's the more discussion. Okay, good. How long will we grow in Rav Chiya Bar Ava? Om Rav Yechon Afka.
Right.
Om Rav Chiya Bar Ava Yechon. I never know that's true. The Tabo gave me a Bible. Shall he show the fish in the Torah's good regulation? So what do you need it for? Yitzchuk, here we go.
Yitzchuk. Saga da decha mihina. Eved the lav bar hetirahu klal alukachavim hold the isay b'truma the nafshe since he could take off truma himself.
Since the guy could take truma himself, which is what exactly does that mean?
V'tanan alukachavim v'akusi shetarmu trumas and truma.
Alukachavim v'akusi shetarmu trumas and truma. So you see, they're shayach b'truma. Eimash liyach nami oved much more long. Okay, what does Rashi say?
V'fisha'ina, la'bar'teru, versina, ina b'shum tzadheter ishis ish, ina megarish. Ha'ein lo kiddushin.
Ni the Eved.
Right.
So that's why he can't be a shliach. Okay, that's good.
Okay. Av'ol g'chavim hol b'isi b'truma d'navshish, tarmu eshelahem, shumas and shumam. V'asar l'zarim. Because Savar in Kenyan Oikukham Ritzalov Kia, so the Shita holds.
So the problem is, how can he be Shaykh Batrumo if he has if he's a Kenyan or so, who will not get a Kedusha Savar?
So the Shita holds in Kenyan.
So the Shita holds in Kenyan.
Okay. Meiruach Oikukhavim in a potum in a Truma. And therefore the Meiruach is also.
And another thing is the Wah, that the Meiruach is not a potum. So therefore it's marba that one that the digan of the kachavim is chayav is not mafkimi the truma. Right?
Right.
Okay. So therefore what? So therefore he's shayach the truma, he can give truma. Correct?
Right.
Yeah. Is there anything more?
No.
That's it. Okay. But the Gemara says there's Shimon Potter, right?
It's further, no?
Okay.
Further. So what's insane saying that a guy is really shaykh to Truma?
The days are the shaykh and Truma, but he can get Truma. Correct?
Right.
Because we don't say that Ein Kinyan to be Lulakam, that's the left Kinyan that Truma's a Mises. So therefore, what? So therefore, shaykh, the Chiv is how? And what else?
His process.
And his Digun is now not Mafkia. Why should I say that Yesh Kinyan? It's Machlokes. Why should I say Yesh Kinyan Mafkia?
Not Machlokes.
Yeah, you want to find out Machlokes? Take a shot at it.
I'll show you that. I love my children.
And in order for a guy to give children, there are two things. One thing is that you need that his kinyan shouldn't be Mafkia, the Kedusha Soros. That's one. Because if it is, then there's no chiyuv.
Right.
And the second thing you need is truma yechayev by meruach. So you have to say that the meruach of an oved kochavim is not a potter from truma. Because maybe you'll say that's a potter. This wasn't a meruach of Yisrael.
Right.
So if either one of those is true, so then the guy is not shaykh truma. Rashi says both of them are not true. At least the point of issue to. Why? Because we say, Ein Kinyan Biyara Akam Lof Kimidei Chumusum Aishas. So the Kedushas Aishas remains. Now the Meruach does Meruach, and Meruach is the Mechayev. But the Meruach of the Akam is, you have a Ribui that it's Mechayev. Correct? So therefore, if he wants to give Chumah, he can give Chumah. Right?
So you have really two separate questions. Whether, number one is whether.
Well, it's premises. In other words, you need two premises in order to be mechayev. In order for the guy to be able to give truma. One is that Ein Kinyan Beretz Yisrael, Mafkia, Midei Truma, Ein Kinyan Shelakam Beretz Yisrael, Mafkia, Mekedushas Haaretz. And the second thing is that the Meruach of an Akam is not Mafkia the Mechayev. It's also Mechayev. What's Lashon Rashi?
It's in Kenyan, Lafkia. It's really Mitchumus and Maestros, right?
Yeah.
And maybe I'll put a Chavim in a post there.
I'll put a Chavim in a post Lafkia. Umeruach, or we call Chavim,
in a potter minatrum.
It's not a potter. What's the way to say for Ubinachas Yalafal? Taimo, Midigancha, the Gancha Trezimni. So, therefore, I meet Ach Midel Rabos. So, on the contrary, it says, Marbe, why? You need a Ribui that the Meruach of another Gachavim is not a potter. Otherwise, I'd say it's a potter.
Right.
Why?
Why
would it be a potter?
Because Marmalacha is when the fiya really emerges.
That's right, by Meruach.
Right.
So why should I say that an Akam would be a potter?
Yeah. Because you can't be Mechayev him to do it.
That's right.
It's potter mitzvah, so I mean,
that's right.
What's the sense in creating a fiya when the Gav is not Chayev?
That's correct. It's a very strange anomaly. It's an anomaly. Because he's saying that he's not Chayev mitzvahs. Right? So therefore, the Meruach really shouldn't be Mechayev. It should be a potter. Because he's not a Gavar, it's Mechayev in business. And Mashmalon, it's not a potter. So what is it? It's a Chovas of Chefza. That's right. It's a strange thing that arises, right?
Yeah, don't you need that trigger of Meruach to that's a halakha trigger?
Yeah, go ahead.
So if it's a halacha trigger, you can back to the question, he's not a barchova of that trigger, because he's not a barchova of mitzvahs.
Well, so I did the guy, I said, if we're just the chefza has to go through that process.
I understand, but the chefza has to go through with some sort of trigger, halacha trigger,
yeah.
Right? So halacha trigger is going to apply to someone who's a barchova of
mitzvahs. Example, fruit falls off the tree naturally, and then water hits it. Now it's a tabatoda, right?
But this is not a natural.
You have to pull it off?
This is not a natural.
The water intentionally.
Really?
There are other cases.
You can use them.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was close, right?
I agree with him.
Throw me a bone.
She falls on the floor, so nobody's around.
Thanks for the equation.
I'd be saying once the food is processed, it becomes chayav in truma. Who cares?
The processing is a halachic. Processing is a mechanism. It's not just a natural event that he has to actually. He actually has to finish up the pot.
Participate.
Yeah.
So therefore, what are you saying?
So therefore, if he's not a bar chov of mitzvah, he's back to the problem.
If he's not a bar chov on mitzvahs.
Yeah. In other words, if you.
But who says you have to be bar chov on mitzvahs for the meruach to be machayav?
Yeah, if the machine does it, you could argue.
That's it. In other words, the cheftz is chayav. The cheftz is a barachi of truma.
Right.
The only thing is, you don't have any gavur that's chayav. If the guy wants to give it, he can give it. He says the right to be magdish.
Right, or if he sells it to a Jew, the Jew has to take off.
Like, right, that's right. That's right.
So just when the malach is finished on it, that's when the cheftz becomes
chayav. Right. In other words, it's the Kedusha Sachefza that's the Mechayev. So therefore, as long as you don't say Meruach Levek Echavim, it's a Mafkia, so the Kedusha Sachefza will, it's in and of itself, be Mechayev in Truma. And since the guy is capable of being Magdish, so he's capable of giving Truma. So he's Shaykh B'Truma. So that's why I have to have the Limud of Atam Gamatam to be Mechayev in Levek Echavim. Matam Rebris of Shluchem Rebris. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. It's a very interesting Gemara. Very interesting. Like you have a chova in the Cheftza, but there's nobody that's chayav to do it. There's no government. The guy's not chayav mitzvahs. Correct? But you have a chova in the Cheftza, that the Cheftza is a bar hachi of chi of truma. It's an interesting thing. So you say that what? That the guy, if he wants to, he can do it. Because he can be magdish. He may have right to magdish. It's an amazing halacha.
Tevel?
What?
Tevel, if the Jew would want to eat it.
If the Jew wanted it, it'd be tevel.
That's
it, definitely, yeah.
Now she says that.
We also design. What?
Oh. Rashi just says, I guess
it's
Truma's
also Tzarim,
but presumably there'd be Tevel also.
Yeah, what is it?
Truma's on Truma.
Oh, yeah, we also
Tzarim.
Anyway, once you take out the Truma.
Until that point, you're saying it's a Tevel, Talu,
it's Tevel.
Chova v'Gavro, or the fact that itself is Tevel.
Right. So in other words, if you didn't say it, if the guy didn't give it, so what would it be? It would be Tevel. Right?
Yeah, Chora.
Chora would be Tevel.
Yeah.
This is only when there's a balas on that field, right? It's Hefker.
As opposed to Hefker?
Yeah.
And so you need a limud of Atam Gamatam. The rabbos want.
Christ still can't be your shliach and Truma, even though he's shy for Truma.
That's right. But what is the Ganchot of Hanachot Shreizu mean?
Well, that's just telling you that it's no Ptur.
That's not a Ptur. Why should I think it's a Ptur? Because there's no address to the Machayev. So you might think that if there's no address to the Machayev, that that's a Ptur. So it's a very Lamdash Gemara. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, it's like real like a Reb Chaim. The Cheftz is Chayev.
Right.
The Cheftz is Chayev.
If you didn't have that Reboy, would you say, even if a guy does it for like a Jew's produce? That also part of
that mina,
or is it specifically when it's a
guy's
produce?
You mean the guy that's known it?
Yeah, it's my produce, and I have a guy in the field working, and
but he
would do miruach.
And he does miruach. I think it's a shusach. Yeah, it has to be a shusach. Yeah, because if he just says a nice miruach, so he's doing it for you.
It's not called
miruach. It's not right, exactly.
It's your poel. It's just your poel.
That's right. That's what you mean, because over here, it would be Machayev. It would be Machayev.
So you wouldn't be able to Potter because he's not Shlech?
Right, sounds like that's the facts you're going with.
Good point. I think, isn't there a plan on this?
Fewer plans on
them. Right, there was like two
or it was like four or five. Yeah, it's like they all intersect.
They all intersect, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's right. Okay. Okay.
So therefore what? So therefore he should be able to be a shliach by truma, and then gamma tensel tells you he's just possible for shlichus in general?
That he's possible for shlichus in general. That's right, because by truma, because he has to be ben bris.
Well, given he has a shliach to this particular mitzvah, nevertheless.
He has to be ben bris. In terms of shlichus, he has a shlichus, because he's capable of doing it. But nevertheless, so you would think that it's good. It could be a shliach. Kamash Malon, a shliach has to be a ben bris.
So that should knock him out of Dini Mamanus also now, right?
What do you mean ben bris? Lachar.
Because he is shaykh to Mamon, but now this limit, so it doesn't matter if you're shaykh to it.
I don't know, is that over there too?
Is this only specific to Truma? Galatam?
It's not by Truma, no? Learn from there.
That's
it. You're right, it goes not sure. That was a grand time, remember? That was Mammonus.
Right, so it must be from here you learn into Mammonus, even though you're shaykh to Mammonus.
That's right.
It's not members.
That's right.
So what's that doesn't have to be defined also? That your words, you know, you're redefining what the personal agent is, right?
Redefining what?
Yeah, our definition of the personal agent. In other words, because here you have he has a shaykh to the area.
Right.
So he should be able to he utilizes his own das.
Right.
Same because he's not a ben bris, then he can't function as the agent. So then you have to redefine the function of agency.
He can't not agency, be shlichus.
Shlichus, excuse me, sorry.
Right. Yeah, so therefore you see a shlichus has to be ben bris.
All I wanted to do
was... Is it any other on?
What?
You hear the Rambam?
Yes.
Go ahead.
In
ha'akam nasa shlech l'davar min ha'dvar mishav olam.
That's pretty clear.
Oh, mama.
Nice lesson.
In Yisrael nasa shlech l'akam l'davar min ha'dvar. Shenemar, kin turimu gam atem. Ma atem nei bris, ah shluchachem nei bris. Uva din l'chol ha'tor kula. Uma mishalecha, mishalachachem nei bris, ah p'chol ha'tor kula, mishalech ben bris.
He says you can't be a shliach for the Yaakov. Where do you learn that from?
What is he in the word?
Uma mishalachachem ben bris, afechalatar kulaha mishalach ben bris.
Uma mishalach ben bris.
It's both ways. Shliach and mishalach.
You can't be shliach. Can't be shliach for him either.
Gam atem. You and him, they're both Jews. Jew for a Jew. Shlichus is Jew for a Jew.
No, kind of like crazy ribbis. It comes with a lot of
ribbis. 1 second, so that means... What about a guy for who on behalf of you?
Is
he Mr. Yaakov, or you know?
Yeah, he's most Yaakov.
Yeah, right. Or if let's say I'm working for a guy, for a guy in your bank, I'm his shliach.
Right.
He's another Jew.
Since
he says shlichus, I'm really charging the Jew ribbons.
Because he can have the das for the Yaakov.
So I can't represent the guy.
That's right.
A lot of this comes up, right?
That's right.
So guy be shliach for a guy.
Even though the shliachus is not to you.
Right. And that's
it's very common.
Yeah. Can a guy be for a guy? What about can a guy send another one for...
He doesn't say that.
No,
I think
only the shlichus is not shaykh.
I think so.
Why, but isn't the whole hackish between the shlichus and the mishalayah?
I know,
but I think anyways. Between the shlichus and the mishalayah.
Yeah, so what's the...
See, what do you have to say? That a Jew can't be behind the guy if guy is mufkah from the category?
Yeah, I'm saying, is the limud Rebbe that... The shliach and the mishalech, most, they have to be a certain relationship between the two. Right, so you can't have one a ben bris, one non-ben bris. Incompatibility is a problem, or is it just non-ben bris is just not shliach
and the mishalech?
He does.
He brings
it up from Yerushalmi.
Well, you get all that in that little thing.
It's actually from the Bar Kodesh, quoting that. It says to Yerushalmi, "Ain ha guy v'torah shlichus klal."
Meaning what? You're for another guy?
Yeah. He's not sure if he's in the whole thing.
It's when you're talking, he's not so sure if it's going to prove.
There's a big difference in terms of the svara, whether you're seeing it because of the relationship between the two, or it's just stopping as possible as a god.
No, you're right. You're right.
It's
a sharp point.
I'm sure they take it off.
I mean, Shliach is Mufka from...
Do we once
try to... It's Mufka from Shliach, totally. Why do you need the Rambam to say that a Jew can't give Mashalach for the Shliach? For the guy, man. I mean, he says openly that the Jew can't be a Shliach for the guy, right?
Right.
But if you told me the guy is Mufka from Shliachus, that's a redundant point.
It's Machlokes. Machlokes.
What is
it? Machlokes what?
Machlokes Achron.
It's what? If a guy can be a Shliach? For a guy? Really? Interesting.
So then that's going to be...
Not apparently it's not so open.
It's what?
It's not so open.
It's not so perfect. It's not open.
It interpret it. It seems like they're discussing it, so it must be there's no open.
Must be.
Sounds like that.
It's not open and bubbly. That's
even
right.
Their shami, it sounds like it's subject to interpretations.
Oh, really? Different definitions.
A lot of different. A lot of different. A lot of fun here. I don't know who these people are.
I
Mishnah Malach brings it up, and then
Masas. Oh, really? But the Mishnah Malach brings it up. What does he conclude?
He claims Yerushalmi says that you can't.
You can't.
You need water for the pills now or no? It's almost one.
What time is it?
10 to 1.
I'm okay.
I should get it?
I'll wait till 1.
Okay.
So what's the concept there? They have to redefine the Shluchas once they've been verse.
Now, Aaron is right. If you learn that it's relative to the Mishaleach, it's one spot.
That's what the Limud sounds like.
The Limud sounds like that. That's right.
Right.
It's not Shaykh because he's not equal to you.
He can't represent you.
He can't represent you
if you're completely
equal.
Right. Your representative has to be like
that's
you.
Right.
It's like the Shach. It sounds like the Shach.
He knows that what?
There's no Shluchas.
No Shluchas.
By God, will guide me.
Seems like it comes up maybe in a real life.
So according to the Shach, according to everybody, it seems. According to the Gdol Achron. Can't do it.
So what's the Sar then? Why should he be Naka for Shluchas?
That's right, why not?
Just guy amongst themselves. They can't make Shluchas. All
not?
The Imamas, they can't make Shluchas.
They can't make Shluchas, man.
So strange, they do. Tell to them.
Yeah, well, they have a right to do that, Bidin Ahem. You can set up the Ram Dinim.
So what do you mean for it not to work?
For an Akam.
You mean?
Like American law.
If they
have
they
a
want
right.
to use, like,
yeah,
the
Noah
Torah system,
then
they
wouldn't
work.
They could do it.
But it's saying that it doesn't work. It would mean assuming they want to just use, like, the Torah system.
Right. If they want to use the Torah system, it wouldn't
work. You're saying it's based on B'nai Bris. Is that the institution of
Shlichus
is built upon the
tied to
yeah, we're in the breast together, like our Ravensdale's, and that allows me to function for you and for me.
Right.
So now absent breast. So how does my action work for you?
Right. So you mean that what?
The institution of Shlichus is founded upon the breast.
It's founded on the idea of B'nai Bris.
Right.
I mean, what's it got to do with it?
Previous bar was good. He was a bardas on the area.
That's right.
Where did Bris have to come into the
Maybe future? Because Bris is through a certain concept of Shlichus. The father's only doing it for the son because he can't do it at that age, but he's higher himself. When he comes of age.
Not the Bris. Bris of Sinai. Then Bris. Bris
mean?
Of Torah.
I mean Bris.
Not Bris. Uh-huh. Bris.
You mean Bris.
Diagnosis.
Chase.
Yes.
In the case where Bezdin is Magai or a Katan, who's a guy.
That's right.
Isn't it based upon
Zakhamad and Slobodan? Yeah, but you're the Shliach, not him.
But you're a Shliach for him, no?
You're a Shliach.
For the guy, for the Katan.
Maybe he's Zoha for him.
Yeah.
See, they didn't have it.
It's a good question. He's Zoha for the Slobodan. I think it means the Yisrael.
What Yisrael?
In other words, you're making him a Yisrael, right? You're going to start out as an Akram. It's a good question.
He's an Akram. You can't just convert a guy. He's got to be hit as well. His brother.
Right.
And then we become like a Shliach. I thought Zach and I always would perform a Shliach.
It's a good question. It's a few times.
What would it mean? You're not making a Jew. Like, how would he be shliach to be making a Jew? He's becoming a Jew. You're just saying, is how do you do it against us? Well,
yeah, that's business.
Plus, right?
I'm doing so that's business.
Right. So they can supply the das.
It's good for us. That's right.
It's not really shliach. It's not.
It's not really shliach to me. They can supply the das. How can they do it if it's bad? So the answer is, it's a good thing. It's not really shlichus. I think you're right. It's a bezin, it's not bezin. Bezin has a right to do it. But bezin doesn't have a right to harm a guy.
But there's just an assumption that that's what he wants.
There's something that would say that he's better off.
Yeah, I'm saying so. That he was better off, so he would want.
That's why that'd be child if the family is not from what they're allowed to do. This is a discuss. They do it all the time.
So do you want?
In other words, by bris, they have a guy, so they do gerus. The family's not from. And he's going to be over at Eros Kalyan.
I think Rav Moshe said that, whatever, it's intrinsically a schus.
Yeah, yes, you
right?
He said that Stavra is supposed to be a Jew as a schus. I guess if he's over, it'll be like a teenage Rishus. Literally.
It'll be like what?
Teenage Rishus.
Yeah.
What's the Nafkamina of the Shnail?
Well, Nafkamina is, if you're going to say that, it's going to be raised by Vera, so maybe it's not a Swiss.
So therefore, what's the case that the parents
so then, so, the so the model, so they can't do, Garris.
Well, if you're a model working in on him,
if you go, a model goes to the house, and he wants from the guy or the kid.
Parents aren't from?
The parents aren't from.
Parents are converting by like a conservative method.
Yeah, right.
You could be
an Orthodox Mila, but they don't keep you. The
it's Kabbalah science. It's a Kabbalah science system.
Yeah, but the parents aren't really converting because they're not from Kabbalah mitzvahs.
No, but the kid's going to be raised in an environment where he's not going to keep mitzvahs.
So the Mo allowed to do it.
Is the Mo allowed to do it?
What's the hurt if he does do it?
What?
What's the difference if he does do the milah on this kid?
Well, no, he's allowed to do the milah, but he's allowed to do the conversion.
Will it be a geras?
Yeah, then the kid becomes chayav in mitzvahs, and he's going to violate
them. It's harming him.
Yeah, because they don't keep mitzvahs. Mechal Shabbos.
Make it worse.
Mechal Shabbos Kol Yamav. Better off being a guy.
It's an interesting phenomenon.
That D70 text, he can't buy wholesale.
You all right?
Nafkamina, whether he's going to be a Jew, he can't buy wholesale. Go ahead, Mandy. You can speak up. You don't just text it. Everyone enjoys it so long.
That's an interesting phenomenon in general, that the parents can decide to have the kid in the guy.
Yeah, but that's all. That's right. Not being on sold out, that's best.
Anyway, going back to the original, you're not answering about that.
I
think it's in Chalukah Shachem.
Oh, really?
Do you want to hear it? It's interesting how it comes up in the Sigur.
Let me see it there.
Okay. The Shachem was Ber Yitzchak. He's like starts it. The Shitas Asovrim, Shetar Matem Torah, Hayulam, Din B'nei Noach L'Chumra. Okay, so it's Avos Avdin L'Chumra. I have Pasuk for Shachto Oso Nemra B'Pasach Matzrayim, Lefnei Matem Torah. Kitzad Yatsu Yidei Chavasam, B'Shchitas Kam Pesach, Edei Shliach, V'Rein Ein Shitas Lakam.
Right, very good. Wow.
The Shach says it's good. Kivin shemir akam mishlichos nidrash pasuk amatem atem dumi deshluchachem. You can akam akam shedomam shleich l'shliach nasa shliach. Amnon hamagin Avram heavy as divrei masas binyamin b'cholik alav. Yosef should be Yishalmi Amru Kvar Shein Akum Nasa Shliach Afilu Lola Akum Chaveru.
Afilu what?
Afilu Akum Chaveru. So I'll come on the Shitosa, Avapi Shikhol Torah, Ain Shlichas Akum, the Aflo Akum Akum, Kachim Shaini, Kivin Shirov Masim, I Deshliach, the Figach Af Akum, Ose the Hem Shliach. As I try to answer why the Pesach is different.
That's what's different.
It's Kachim.
Even Akum can be an Akum in Kachim.
In Kachim, why does it be a Shliach?
Since Kachim Rov Masim, I Deshliach.
Right.
So therefore, even an Akum could be a Shliach for Akum in Kachim.
Well, the question is, if an Akum brings your carbon to Yisrael,
how are you doing it?
How are you doing it? Is he making a shliach?
Right. I mean, there is an institution of carbon. Shliach of the Rachmana. They're bringing their carbon. So how are they ever bring carbon if they're going to have to use a shliach?
Shliach of the Rachmana.
Same thing. We're not saying with the parent Torah, Matir, Shlichas.
In Kachem.
Kachem.
Even an Akum to a Jew, maybe?
No,
okay.
Is
that
Shulchan
Rachman,
we said.
Okay. Well, even the Jew.
You say Shulchan Dudan?
You say Shulchan Dudan.
I guess, maybe you said the same answer.
But that was the kasha that the Netziv asked Yeshiv Yeshiver. He says, what's the Gemara of a Chakira? Is the Sanan Shulchan Dudan or Shulchan Rachman? The guy can be a carbon. And ain't Shulchan Slakam. So therefore, you must say it's Rachman or Shulchan Rachman.
His young kid asked that question also.
He does?
Yeah, the Panamiro has asked the question.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's Shehikshe, Imachin Shkitas Kashin Tzricha Bailam, Reinimo Eli de Acher, Elamidin Shlichus, Ketim Kabin Kabarnas Men Anachrim, Valo, Ein Shlichus Anachri.
Right.
Here it's a Machne, the Kachim Shaini, Kinshur Masim Ade Shliach, Mahanibu Shlichus Ach Anachri.
That's what he said.
That's how they're answering that question. How does the guy do it?
I think they should have a different answer.
What did he say?
I think he wanted to say that it's not real shlichus by a guy. He's just mekabel. But it's not really...
he's not the real Bala Karbon?
He's not really... So I'm trying to figure out how he said it. He wanted to say it's not real shlichus. And mekabel and pigdonis and anachim.
Yeah, but he could be maybe a carbon ola. He could really be a bottle of an ola.
Maybe he learned that he's just a maybe. He just says a shem maybe. But not really a bottle of carbon.
What's that? It's a maybe.
In other words, the guy has the right to be maybe carbon. So he has a din of a maybe. But not a real din shlichus. He's the bottle. And the kind is doing an avodah for him.
Mm-hmm. Be like making a donation
to make. Right, that's right. I think that's what he said.
It's like almost like Ketzim is Be'ach, the Ola. It's like a different...
Ketzim is Be'ach?
Yeah, right. And that Ola is almost not like, it doesn't even have a Baal. It's almost like it's either
pretty. That's right. That's right. In other words, he just has a maybe. So it comes as Machlokes Achronim?
Shachan Magen Avraham.
Shachan Magen Avraham, interesting. So the Shach says, what?
Amazing, got that far.
What?
Amazing that Machlokes got that far.
It's amazing, yeah.
All the way down to them.
It's true. You sure don't talk about it.
And even that earlier Achronim, there's no Shachan Magen Avraham. Ramana, it's essentially got that late.
That's true.
Right? Right, so that's the question, is what exactly, is it because they have to be the same?
Right.
Shliach and Mishalcho? Or is it Halacha?
By God, it's simply not Shlichus.
Somehow being a B'nai Bris is an essential feature for the institution of...
Right.
What's that sort of?
That what?
That if you're just not a B'nai Bris, you can't...
You can't be a Shlichus.
Because what...
I mean, what's the other sort?
They have to be the same. I understand that they have to be the same.
This means you can't say Shlok Shalom Hamasa.
Yeah, he's representing you. He has to be like you, represent you.
Right.
But just why should they be possible for Shlok Shalom Hamasa? I mean, they could do Kenyan, they could do
right.
A lot of things. What can they do?
Right.
Das.
Why have to be a Ben Bris?
Yeah.
Well, what does Ben Bris got those Shlokas? Just because you need a quarter. He's going to the shaft and the farm.
Where's the money going
to go? I'm What did you say?
He claims it's your genre.
Claims it's Yami?
He claims it is.
I think others say it's not.
It's not.